broadcasting live from the West End Waltham in Boston, Massachusetts, for Vistage Executive Summit 2015. It's CEO exclusive. Now, here's your host, Soyini Koch.
Welcome to the Vistage Executive Summit 2015. We're broadcasting live from Boston. And in this segment, we're going to be talking to Marcus Wilson, who is both a Vistage member, and then he's also speaking today at the Vistage Executive Summit. Welcome, Marcus.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
So give us a little flavor of what it is that you're going to be talking about today.
Well, I spoke today about three insights that I keep in mind to help deal with too many meetings, too many emails, and too many distractions in work, in the work life in general.
So are you going to keep us in suspense, or are you going to share those insights with folks who can't be here?
Won't keep you in suspense. The three insights that I've kind of learned throughout my career in both big brands and small startups is, one, to have a clear vision of what it is you want to accomplish, kind of way out in the future, a thoughtful strategy to get to achieve that vision, and always being bold.
Mm. And so tell us a little bit about how that helps with overwhelm and stress and emails, and because that seems very lofty.
Yeah.
How does that help with the day-to-day? Like, I have 150 emails I need to get through.
Yeah. Well, having a thoughtful strategy can be used as a filter for people during the day-to-day, and it can really help keep everybody focused on what's important today and tomorrow. And I find that the most thoughtful strategies have kind of built-in signs of progress. So for whether it's for myself or people that I'm working with, understanding what I'm working on and how it's going to affect me, my employees, my peers, and the overarching vision of the company is very helpful. And for us, it allows us to kind of apply a filter towards meetings so that we only have meetings that truly matter. And as it relates to email, it's a great way to look at emails in terms of understanding what is critically important and you need to reply to now, or what are the things that you could actually reply to a little bit later.
Mm. And so tell us a little bit about your company.
So I am actually one of the founders of two companies. So I have a boutique marketing and design agency called Bold & Co. And I have athletic footwear and apparel company called Noble. And Noble is an athletic brand that is all about removing the excuses and the things that get in our way in a day-to-day.
Awesome. And what are the trends in either industry that you think would be of interest to other CEOs in the middle market?
Well, one of the things, and this is a great, has been a big topic here today, is about being bold and taking a stand. I mean, in the world today, there's so much politically correctness that very few companies really take a stand. And I believe that if you try to appeal to everyone, you end up diluting your product or your service, as well as your marketing, and in the end, your results. So with Noble, for example, it's a startup that we recently launched into, you know, the land of billion-dollar brands, which is definitely bold. Some would say that's even foolish, but the reality is if you're truly being bold, there are always going to be a few people that consider you foolish.
Mm. One of the speakers today, his name is Will Novy. He came to us and spoke a little bit about building a tribe.
Mm-hmm.
And how are you thinking about building a tribe for Noble?
Well, Will is absolutely phenomenal. I just listened to him speak, and there's a lot of great overlap between ours. So for us, in terms of building a tribe, you know, with Noble, we go as far as saying that, you know, if you believe that a technology in your shoe is going to make you run faster or jump higher, then Noble's not for you. Because really what matters in the end is you working hard day after day. The only thing that's going to make you fitter is you. And we really believe that, and we live it as a company, and it becomes, a compass of sorts for us that helps guide us. And it's a mentality that really has resonated within the fitness community. And it's also true, you know, within business and life as well. And so that's how we've been tapping into the broader fitness community, especially focusing on CrossFit.
How does taking a stand, which is very lofty, beautiful, how does that actually impact the bottom line? Like, why does that actually matter?
It matters to our customers. I mean, we have customers who are absolutely passionate about what we're doing. It's really amazing because as a startup, you know, we really were expanding kind of as quickly as we can. But we have customers in markets reaching out to us, offering to volunteer at events, offering to become brand ambassadors for literally no compensation. They just believe in what we're doing. We've had CrossFit box owners who have volunteered, you know, 4 days of their time to come work at a booth to help Noble grow. Only thing that we've given them are shoes and a backpack, and they're super excited about it. They reach out to us all the time to ask what else they can do to help. And I believe it comes from the, you know, us taking a stand and standing for something that's very different in the athletic footwear and apparel industry. Hmm.
So as you know, you think about this taking a stand or building a tribe and having developing momentum and a followership of your customers. Mm-hmm. How does that translate into your employees and your company culture?
Well, the great thing about that is it, with Noble, we have a tagline that is just the horns, and we have a saying that we don't have anything against bulls. We just can't stand the shit part. And that's a stand. That's taking a really big stand, and all of our employees get it. And it's something that we live and breathe on a daily basis, and it really flows through the whole company. Our suppliers know about this. They know about the mentality. Our customers absolutely love it. And so we really exude it with everything that we do. Mm.
What's your vision for these two companies?
Well, from a Noble perspective, you know, the vision is to create an athletic brand that strips away all the excuses and nonsense that get in all of our ways when it comes to health and fitness. There are no shortcuts. We have a kind of a manifesto, if you will, on the road to greatness. There are no shortcuts. There are no next times. There is no time to waste. And that's how we got to Noble, just the horns. Mm.
And what about Bold?
So with Bold & Co., it is all about being bold. The tagline for Bold & Co. is be bold or don't bother. Because really, in this day and age, there's so much competition out there. You know, average is going to be obsolete. If it's not already obsolete in your industry, it's about to be. So being bold is actually a competitive advantage.
How much of this is your personal brand and your personality filtering into both companies?
Oh, I believe this through and through. And I have a partner, Michael Schaefer, and I worked together at Reebok years ago. And these brands really exude our mentality. That's one of the great things about starting your own company. You can make it very much a part of kind of who you are. So we absolutely live it, breathe it, and love it. Mm.
And in terms of your employees and making sure that they have the same kind of integrity and that the brand has integrity beyond mm-hmm. you. How do you go about reinforcing that brand with the employees?
Well, first it goes to hiring. We are very, very particular about hiring because we think about it as hiring someone to be a part of our family. And we recognize that they're going to represent, you know, our brands at events and with clients and with customers. And we want to make sure that from the very beginning, that we feel it's a very strong fit. And one of the interesting questions that was asked in an interview that I heard, I wasn't a part of the interview, but it was, you know, when we started this, when we moved into the new office, Marcus and Michael were in the back mopping the floor to get everything ready for the inventory to come in. And if the founders of this company are willing to do that, you need to be willing to grab a mop too, are you? And I was really blown away by that question that one of the guys on our team asked someone. But it really exemplifies what we're about as a company and who we're going to hire. Because if you're not willing to do whatever it takes within a startup to make things successful, then, you know, Noble's not for you.
What are the challenges that you're facing now?
Well, right now is inventory, keeping it in. It's, you know.
That's a good problem to have. That's a high quality problem to have.
Absolutely. Definitely great problems to have in terms of being able to produce enough inventory to meet demand. And we're scaling very, very quickly, heading to New York next week for a full week with a pop-up shop, training camp for our athletes, and a launch event next Thursday evening in New York at CrossFit Solace. Mm.
And so, you're here with 250 other CEOs. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you know the value of the Vistage model. What are some of the specific questions you're bringing to today that you're trying to get answered through your participation today?
Well, today, I mean, I think this has been this amazing topic of, you know, clarity for 2020. And, you know, being one of the founders of two startups, looking out to 2020 is not something we typically do. I felt very on the ball, you know, getting 2016, starting the planning of 2016. But it really does force you to think about longer term opportunities. And so we know what we want to accomplish from an over, like a, you know, an overall vision, but starting to break that down into what that looks like and what that represents. How big is the company? What's our distribution model looking like? What's the product offering? Are really great things that, you know, that an event like this really pushes you to think about.
And how are you going to get beyond, you know, this is a really good idea and I got this tip. And so in the run up to your big week next week going to New York, what are you going to do to make sure that things that you learned today actually have a real meaningful bottom line impact on Bold & Co. and Noble?
Well, you know, the great thing is I've already been, you know, texting thoughts and ideas to my partner and to people on our team, just around some of the things that I was hearing during Will's discussion. And it really comes down to, you know, executing. One thing we don't have a shortage of is big ideas, bold ideas. And so really from our perspective, the thing that we're always pushing on is, you know, resourcing and activating some of these ideas.
Great. Well, thank you so much for spending some time with us on the air. I really appreciate your time.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it. It was a lot of fun.
Thank you.
Take care.
This show is brought to you by Annona Enterprises, where strategy is your access to money and performance. Learn more at annonaenterprises.com.